Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior, and the Lord bless you and make you a blessing, give you a wonderful day. Welcome to Meditation Moments, and may this meditation be a blessing to your heart. It has been to my own, reading in Isaiah 41, that very familiar passage. It has been such a blessing to so many. In the 28th verse, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Those wonderful words, "they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." You know, that's a very precious and wonderful verse to me, because I've had to ask God to renew my strength so many times. And as you grow older, you'll find that's true of yourself also. You know, it'll be just a few months and I'll be 79 years of age. And yet I have such a busy life. This program's a very small part of my life, counseling and speaking appointments and writing. And then I have my homework also. And life is a busy thing for me. And so many times I have to look to the Lord to renew my strength. And I think about this verse. I'm giving you that personal testimony, because it has been such a large part of my life, and I feel like it may strengthen your faith to know that there are those that really depend upon the Lord for their strength. They just draw their strength from him. You're drawing strength from the life of a young man, 33 years of age, when you take the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many times I've been so weary I felt I couldn't take it any longer. And I've depended upon this very waiting on the Lord to renew strength. You know, when you read these words and words like it, and you get quiet in your spirit, and then you begin to realize how much of the clang and jar and hurry of the, well, I might say of the streets, that's gotten into your soul. But oh, there's a remedy for that. And there's a place that you can find quiet and repose and strength. They that wait upon the Lord. I know when the feverishness gets in my own spirit and the restlessness in my mind and tension in my body, I've gone through that just like you have many times. Then I get alone and read his word and search my heart, spend time in prayer. And if you only do that until there's restored that perfect peace that the Lord promises, and that sweet rest that he always gives, and there's a mighty repose in it, I can assure you of that. And you'll mount up with wings as an eagle. You just feel like your spirit is on a high flight indeed, because you lift your soul to the bosom of God that way, and he brings that repose. You know, there's so many fine people today in this jet-propelled time that take some kind of tranquilizers to calm them down. Their tensions are so great, and the strain on their lives is, oh, it's just terrific, and the pressures of the day are so many. They have to have something, they say, to quiet them before they can get rest, something to cool the fever of this awful rush. But it isn't only with adults, this thing today. I just don't understand all about it, but I have a school teacher friend, and she says she has five pupils in her room that have to be given tranquilizers under doctor's orders through the day. And another friend of mine in North Carolina who has a boy in her room that she has to give tranquilizers to. What a pity that even children need such. But I know the need is with many for a place of such repose. There's so many places to go and so many things to do, and it's so easy to get there and so fast these days. Sometimes the very thought of staying home and not doing anything doesn't appeal to many people. Not going anywhere would be shocking for some folks. And to seek God's presence and read his word that they might refresh their soul and clarify their thoughts and take the fever out of their lives, well, they seem to think that would be a real waste of time. Unless they do that, they'll never know this mounting up with wings as the eagle, this running and not being weary, this walking and not fainting. Yet millions down through the ages have found that only in the presence of God, as they wait upon Him, do they find rest and peace, and every symptom of restlessness can be subdued in this way. All that restlessness can go out of your soul if you just get quiet before Him and wait upon Him. And you'll find that prayer makes available the power of God that'll just take all that strain out of your life. You'll get so quiet and in such a repose. God's Word says, they who have believed have entered into rest. Now that resting place that He speaks of here comes through faith in God. And faith comes by reading God's Word. How many times have we repeated that verse? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God's Word says, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. And you don't have to wait to get to heaven to get that rest. I don't believe there was any hurry or strain in the life of Jesus Christ. Although He had such a busy life, His spirit was always calm and undisturbed. When the crowds grew too great and the demands were too pressing, He went aside to be alone with God, and then He would recapture the serenity of His spirit. That's why He went apart and alone so many times. And it says that every man went to his own house. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Yes, we know He went there because He had nowhere else to go. But He went also to be alone with God and to wait upon the Lord. And He knew that in the difficult moments of His life, that He could never meet the complexities of His calling unless He could lay His spirit on the bosom of God, until He was just encompassed with peace and confidence for all that awaited Him. But we poor humans, we've got so much to do, haven't we? And especially during the past season, the last week or two, oh, so active, in such a hurry. And the fact is, we just go round and round, we don't get anywhere, and so much time is wasted. And we could really do twice the work and accomplish so much greater things if we take time just to let our hearts go up and up to the throne of God, until His peace and rest would come down and equip us thoroughly for the work of the day. Did you ever get up some day and just have everything go wrong? You broke dishes or you spilled something, or the phone wore you out, and all those things happened? Perhaps because you hadn't waited for Him the first thing in the morning. I had such a joy this morning. I've had a couple of grandsons visiting me. One is 15 years of age and the other 17. And when I came through the living room early this morning, here they were both sitting there reading their Bibles quietly. Both are spirit-filled young men. Talk about your teenagers. There's some that walk with God. And you try it, my friend. Just walk with God down the avenues of His Word and tarry a while with some of His promises and read some of the passages like I read you just now, until faith will just flame and leap up in your soul. Don't hurry. They that wait upon the Lord. You can't ever get a blessing or comfort from the Word of God in a hurry. Just pause a little over the words of Jesus Christ and give Him time to work in your heart. He wants to. You're to leave with Him every care that you have. He wants you just to drop your burden right with Him and realize that His promises are unfailing. And I can assure you, the longer you tarry to read God's blessed Word, the greater will grow your confidence that all the things in your life will work together for good to them that love the Lord. And oh, what rest and quiet that brings, what peace that brings to your heart to know that. You know, a restless, feverish spirit, a hurried life, isn't much too willing to give time to God to work. The Holy Spirit's a wonderful teacher when you're quiet and unhurried before Him. For the help and the healing and the strength and comfort which makes life livable and bearable amid all this that's going on today will never be found in any system of thought or philosophy, but it's found in a person. That's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And you find Him there, closer and closer to your heart in the written Word, the living Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul found the secret, for he said, my life is hid with Christ in God. And I might say that I believe with all my heart that amidst the storm of life that's today beating so mercilessly, and the burdens and the pressures that weary soul, in this world the way in the conditions in, God can empower and sustain you and can help you to live joyously and triumphantly and victoriously if you'll just wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, God's word says, wait on the Lord. The dear Lord bless you. Give him time. Give him a chance. He's still on the throne, and prayer will change things. Amen.